With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He says his name is Carlos, and he's the man detained and questioned by authorities investigating the Nancy Guthrie disappearance. His home in Rio Rico, Arizona, about an hour south of Tucson, was searched. Carlos, who says he's innocent of any wrongdoing, was later released. All of this follows the release of a key piece of evidence in the baffling case.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie releasing the first surveillance images Tuesday showing a person on her porch wearing a full head mask, jacket, backpack, and gloves the night she went missing. Authorities searching for the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. FBI Director Kash Patel posting the images on X, saying the video was recovered from residual data located in back-end systems.
Correspondent Julie Walker. In British Columbia, a deadly mass shooting.
This is a devastating day for a close-knit community, and the loss being felt is profound.
British Columbia's public safety minister Nina Krieger says a total of 9 people killed at 2 locations, one of them a school, the other a home nearby. It happened in Tumbler Ridge, about 600 miles north of Vancouver. The shooter, identified only as a female, also died, apparently, of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We do not know what prompted this, but the Federal Aviation Administration is closing the airspace around El Paso International Airport in Texas for 10 days, grounding all flights to and from the airport. Special security reasons cited, but no further details have been provided. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 40 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 31 points, and the S&P futures are better by 6 points. This is SRN News. The robots have created a religion.
Several of them, actually. Last month, a social media platform called Moltbook was launched specifically for artificial intelligence programs to meet and talk. Humans can observe, but they can't post or interact. One of the first things the AI programs did when they started to visit the platform was collaborate on the establishment of some new religions. Critics fear that actual human beings might start following these religions in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another attack on Christians in Nigeria. Local officials say gunmen killed 3 villagers and abducted 11 people, including a clergyman, during a pre-dawn attack in the north this week. The gunmen attacked the pastor's residence in Kaduna State in the early morning hours. The incident is the latest in a decades-long cycle of violence that has surged in the conflict-battered north of Nigeria. Muslim terrorists abducted more than 150 Christians from 3 churches in another part of Kaduna. SRN News. Another reason that the term global warming seems to have fallen out of fashion.
Temperatures in northern Europe have been so low that Estonians can now drive across a 12.5-mile stretch of frozen sea. This ice road connects the islands of Saaremaa and Hiiumaa. It officially opened Sunday after locals began driving across the frozen sea, risking their safety. Ferries struggle to maintain service due to weeks of temperatures dropping to minus 10 degrees Celsius or 14 degrees Fahrenheit. The road is a marked corridor where the specialists ensure the ice is thick enough for cars. Vehicles must follow strict rules to prevent damaging the ice. Keith Peters reporting.
There's word the Food and Drug Administration is refusing to consider Moderna's application for a new flu vaccine that would be made with the mRNA technology. More details, SRNNews.com.